Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everyone. Today, on the 9th of April, we have the CCWGID call. We have a couple of declined apologies from participants that won't be able to make it. Those are the following: Ariel Manoff, Bill Drake, Jordan Carter, Phil Corwin, Oliver Hope, and from the staff, Renat DeWolf. Currently, we have the following participants on the call: Alain Bidron, David Fairs, David Maher, Kate Drazek, we have Christina Rosette, Leon Sanchez made it, Oliver Swem, Oliver Crepin Leblon. Victor was connected and then we lost him. And we have young Aim Lee. And from Icon staff, we have Alexander Dance and myself, Petya. Is there anyone on the phone not in the Adobe Connect room, please? Okay, silence. Olivier, you may take the floor, please.
Thank you very much, Petya. I note from the Adobe Connect that Bart Boswinkel from staff is also here. I also note from Keith that Ken Stubbs from the Registry Stakeholder Group has submitted his regrets and apologies for this call. And whilst you were doing the roll call, Hago Dafala has also appeared on the Adobe Connect. So welcome, everyone. And this call is going to be either short or long. We'll find out in a moment. It's a little bit ad hoc in that we're just going to follow up on the discussions that we've had in Singapore, the face-to-face session. I believe that Alexandra Dance has sent a follow-up note providing the summary of the discussions we had. So we'll see if we can find this. And then we'll have a longish discussion on the charter, which is the next thing that the next topic that this working group needs to really work on. That seems to have been the feedback that we have received from many people in Singapore when we met face to face. So first, I'd like to see if we can have the agenda adopted as it is, or if there is any other business or any additional points that you would like to discuss during this call. I don't hear anyone say anything, or I haven't seen any hands up in the Adobe Connect, so I believe the agenda is adopted. And let's move then directly to the follow-up to Singapore. As you know, we had a public session that took place on a Monday, and then we had a face-to-face follow-up session that took place on the Wednesday. And the input that we received on the Monday session was somehow sort of quickly put together and reviewed during the Wednesday session. Thank you. Alexandra has put the summary of a link to the summary prepared by the rapporteurs, Leon Sanchez and Marilia Maciel. I see several names here on this call of people who were not able to make it to the face-to-face session on the Wednesday, and that's understandable. I just wonder whether we should have a quick summary, I guess, of the public session notes. And so I invite you to have a look to open up the document, which was put together by, as I said, by the rapporteurs. In effect, a number of points were made. One was to have a public comment, an open public comment to be created. So as for the input to not only be bound to the people who were present in the room at the time, but also to the wider ICANN community and indeed anybody who reads and contributes to the public comment page. This was taken into account, and you will have noticed and I thank staff for this. You will have noticed that a public comment has now started. It's a little bit open-ended in a way, because, as you know, to public comments and public forums are open for 21 days initial public comment and 21 days reply public comment. But, of course, we don't have those 21 plus 21 days until the Met Mundial meeting in Brazil. So, in effect, I guess the comments will probably include comments that will speak about the actual document itself that has been presented to the community. But at the same time, of course, some of the comments will arrive after Met Mundial. And one would, say that it's normal, because we have been told that Met Mundial is just one of a number of meetings that are going to take place on the topic of Internet governance. So the input that will be received through the public comment, and hoping we are going to receive much input, the input will be useful to us for our future work as well. I note from Alexandra, she mentioned the audio of the session. I think the session will also be transcribed, if it hasn't already, and I invite you all to have a look at the transcripts if it is possible to look at it. Just going back to the rapporteur session, so we've got that public comment that's moved forward. There was some question and some points which were made about various topics, the appreciation of the community with regards to the document itself was something that appeared to be received. We didn't get any particularly negative comments about the document itself. Now, on the other hand, the follow-up discussion that took place on the Wednesday, we wondered how we would integrate any input that we received into the document, and where we're going to expand on anything in the document. And this is one thing that I'd like to discuss with you now and find out if you believe, hopefully if you have reviewed the input that we received, if you believe that we need to expand on any of the points that we've made in the document. As you know, in the meantime, the Net Mundial organizers have published, the Net Mundial people have been working on a consolidated document that is going to be discussed in Brazil. It seems to be following pretty much the sort of ITU-type working method, where a core document is built from all of the inputs of the different stakeholders. That document is put on the table, and it looks as though we are now going to be reading through that document in the 2 days of Net Mundial. At least that's my understanding of it. If anybody else here has a different understanding of it, please put your hand up now and let me know. But that's the way that I've, from my experience, it looks as though this is going to be the thing. And also I've noted that there's plenty many of the points that we have developed in our documents appear to have made it to the overall document out there. So I open the floor for comments and questions and suggestions on this. And with a deafening silence, I gather that I've probably just gone full circle then, if there isn't, or someone is speaking and is currently muted. So thank you, Yamong Li, for the WikiLeaks penultimate Net Mundial outcome PDF. So I'm not even sure whether that document is actually going to be significantly different when it gets released or when it is going to be released. Marilia, you mentioned that the document is still open for comments of the high-level committee. Do you have any information on this? Do you know when that release is going to be? Well, you've already answered my question. So the release will be on the 10th, which I believe will be tomorrow. So there's a note from Leon in the chat, Leon Sanchez, mentioning what is the point of Med Mundial if the outcome is already there, even if the meeting hasn't taken place yet. I think that the text, if I may answer this, the text is really a good start for the discussions. It's a starting point. And the end point will not necessarily be the same as what we're starting with, but at least you need to start with a text to discuss. If you don't have a text to discuss, you're going to go around in circles, and we've seen some of the points which were made during our public session where I'm afraid a significant amount of the discussion ended up being on the NTIA and on some points, and we totally passed over some other points there. So that's really the point. Any other comments on this? Seems like it's going to be a call where people prefer to chat on the Adobe Connect than speak. Well, that's all fine. So if there are no more comments on the follow-up to Singapore, what I suggest then is that we send out we ask staff to send out a last call for additions to the document. And if, oh yes, Keith, yeah, that's right. Just beware if I start singing. It might rain in worldwide. We might all suffer from a massive flood. No, if we just put a last call on the mailing list with regards to any additional input for our document, at this stage, I even think that because we've submitted the document, it really is additional input for a number of us who are going to be in the, who are going to be in over in Sao Paulo. There was one thing I was going to ask with regards to this discussion is how many of us are actually going to Sao Paulo? And I'm not sure whether anyone, I know there is a wiki page which is currently being built. I wondered whether we had a critical mass of people that was going to Sao Paulo and whether we might wish to have a face-to-face meeting, maybe a debrief at the end of the 2 days, to find out, you know, how did it go and you know, what can we bring back home after that?
This is David. I'll be there.
David, thank you. Which David? Because we have two Davids on the call today.
David Press, sorry.
David Meyer, okay.
This is
a yes, David,
Sarah,
thank
Sarah.
You. Oh, this dear. Everyone's speaking of it. Tell you what, since you're all on this, for all those people who are going to be there, put a little green tick next to your name. Then we have a good idea, because at the moment it's a bit of a cacophony when I hear this. And for those people who are not going to be here, who are not going to be in Sao Paulo, then put a red cross next to you, next to your name. I see a lot of green ticks. Well, that certainly is a number of people that are going to be here. And it was David Farris that was going to be here. David Meyer will not, Greg Shatton will not be here, and mostly everyone else will. Okay, I think really there's not very much else to add to this. I mean, does anyone feel like we should absolutely add to our contribution? I'm just thinking that we probably will have more knowledge next week, maybe when we review some of the input and see what messages we will be sending over. What I was going to suggest, perhaps, as a means of operation in Sao Paulo, would be that all of those who are there and even those who are following remotely might be on a Skype chat so we can compare notes and discuss things as the points are being brought forward and discussed. I know that some of you are participating as part of the working group and some would like to participate in a more independent manner. That's another question at that point. Are we going there as part of this cross-community working group? Are we going there as individuals? I'm not asking for an answer right now, but you might wish to think about this one. I've certainly seen some people who are being funded, but who were a little concerned because they were receiving the open quotes, close quotes funding from ICANN, or so it appeared so, but were not there to specifically defend the ICANN name. They wanted to be there as an independent observer or contractor. So it was all a little confusing in all of this. How many is ICANN funding to go? Very good question, Avery, and I have no idea. I don't know if anyone has an idea on this. I know, Marilia, you're part of the organizing committee. Might you have any knowledge of these things? So Christina Rosette has mentioned that it was $1 million of travel support. So that's a significant amount of money, and obviously that would be a significant number of people. A rumor from numerous sources. In any case, it looks like there will be a lot of people, judging from the difficulty I had in obtaining flights to get there. Okay, I see there is a whole life going on the chat. Let's move on then. Let's get on to the work on the charter. Next week, we'll have a small segment again on the follow-up to Singapore. Maybe just if I could ask all of you to have a look at the Singapore input and come back with any notes. That'll be like a last call. So staff, do a last call for comments regarding the follow-up to Singapore, please, on the mailing list. And now we'll move on to the charter of this working group. And that's one thing which was identified as being of particular importance. Immediately after the meeting that we had on the Wednesday, first, during the meeting on Wednesday, there was a discussion as to whether this working group should be dealing with the NTIA transition of stewardship, and in fact, there were some people who were present said that they wouldn't be able to, or at least their committee would not be able to take part in this working group in the form that it was in. If it dealt with the transition of stewardship for the NTIA contract, the IANA contract. Let me just be precise on this. Now, I've also seen the discussions on the mailing list as well, and there was, I note that Bill Drake has sent what I call a consensus call, really, on the mailing list, which basically asked if there were any objections to the two issues being totally separate. In other words, this working group, our working group at the moment, that has produced this paper for Buenos Aires, what am I saying, for Sao Paulo, and I keep on making a mistake here, this working group should not be dealing with the IANA contract, and there should be another working group set up for the IANA contract. So this working group will be dealing with other matters, which will be described in its charter, but the IANA contract discussions will be in another working group. Does anybody wish to speak to this on this call about this? I don't hear anyone shouting out that they wish to speak, and I don't see anybody with their hand up. So I believe that so far, and we'll wait another 24 hours, so far it looks as though there are no objections to the two working groups being in operation, with the IANA contract related one being a different process. So that's the first thing. The second thing is with regards to the making up of this working group. I've noticed that there has been some discussion as to the making up of the IANA contract working group, where the suggestion that was made by, I believe it was staff, or the proposal that's been made by staff, is that there would be two members of each SO and AC. And there has been some feedback with regards to maybe having four members of each SO and AC. And I can think that we probably will also be put in a similar, we'll have to address this as far as the cross-community working group on internet governance is concerned. Currently, we have people from all SOs, ACs, and SGs, but some of the feedback that was received was that it effectively put SGs on the same level as SOs and ACs, and so I have heard calls to reduce the number of people per SO and AC, and that would, of course, affect members of the GNSO. And when I say GNSO, I mean, of course, both GNSO Council and GNSO stakeholder groups, and I'm well aware of the complexity and diversity of people and the two houses and the GNSO, et cetera. So we will have to deal with this because that's a specific part of the charter of this working group that will describe what its build-up is. And really, that's probably going to be one of the discussions that we'll need to have. At this point, any questions or comments? I don't see anyone with questions or comments. So could I ask, and I hope that Bart is now available, could I ask Bart whether there has been any work with him and with Jordan Carter on this. So let me just provide you with a bit of background. So on the Friday of the ICANN meeting, I met with Jordan Carter, who is working with Keith Davidson in the CCNSO. As you know, the CCNSO, Keith had volunteered to be helping very much along with Bart Boswinkle to put together a first draft or something that could be seen as a first draft and of the charter. And so the question really was whether we would be able to have something ready within the next week or so. And I appreciate everyone has flown back home and was pretty exhausted after this week. What I did is to meet with Jordan Carter from the CCNSO, and I took him through the history of how the group came to be, and provided him with all of the links to the charter. And I guess the latest version of the charter is the one which was mentioned earlier as being the charter version 5. The link is right here in your chat at the moment. That appears to be the last version of it, and that's still very rough and ready. And I would really appreciate a way now to move forward on this. Why? Because I'll be very frank with you, I have absolutely no experience in building a cross-community working group charter. So there is a need for help here. And effectively, I mean, one thing we can do is to read through it and so on, but certainly I'd be happy to hand the leadership on this to someone else, or at least on this call, and if you wish, in the future as well. I see Keith Drazik has put his hand up, so Keith, you have the floor.
Okay. Thank you very much, Olivier. And by putting my hand up, I'm not volunteering necessarily for that role, but I did want to just sort of talk through some questions that have come to my own mind about the charter for this particular group. And I don't have strong feelings of this, but I look to others who do have more experience in developing charters for cross-community working groups or even other working groups. But, you know, typically, in my experience, working groups have had sort of either a finite time frame or a finite deliverable or set of deliverables to be working towards. And in my experience, the charter for these working groups has sort of set out a work plan procedures for following or for delivering the work product. With regard to the CCWG on internet governance, you know, one of the reasons it was formed was to respond to the runaway train that at the time was Net Mundial, and to make sure that we, the ICANN community, were able to, you know, come together and provide input to the staff's energy and into, you know, making sure that the ICANN community had an opportunity to contribute substantively. That is, you know, that document is now largely done. It's out for comments. The meeting is taking place in 2 weeks. So the question then is, well, what is the role or what is the focus of this particular cross-community working group moving forward? I think there is absolutely, in my view, a need for the community, all of us, to have a vehicle for continuing to provide input to generate policy positions or recommendations with regard to Internet governance writ large. And probably we'll need to have this for, you know, the coming months and years. So I'm wondering whether we ought to be looking at this working group to be more of a sort of a standing committee or, you know, and don't get hung up on the words, please, because I'm certainly not. But the idea that a charter would need to establish the group as an entity and then possibly look to individual scopes of work under the charter for any particular, you know, drafting of policy positions or, you know, recommendations or things like that. So I really value the feedback or thoughts of others on exactly what it is we're talking about here with regard to this group. And I think that will have a large impact on the final version of our charter. So I'll stop right there, and I really do want to hear what others have to think about this.
Thank you very much, Keith, for this. Good start on this. Does anyone have any points they'd like to make to Keith's point? Seems to be very quiet at the moment on the call. So,
this is Dave.
Could you introduce yourself?
Yeah, this is David Ferris. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, David.
Sorry. I guess I think what we discussed when we were in Singapore was that the working group should be focused on providing guidance to ICANN on general internet governance and what the role of ICANN should be in the internet governance debate going forward, what the constitution of the group should be, whether it's, you know, a working group or a cross-constituency group, I'm not really sure, but I just wanted to reiterate what I think the sentiment of the room was about our ongoing efforts.
Okay, thank you very much. David? Any other comments on this? I don't see anyone putting their hands up at the moment. I guess, Keith, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Olivier. I guess now my hand is up as a volunteer to participate in helping to develop the charter, provided I'm not alone, because I don't have as much experience as others do. In this, but I'd be happy to work with Bart and Keith Davidson and anyone else to driving this to to completion, because it is something that I think we need to resolve and resolve quickly. I know that there are those, you know, Aubrey and others who have said this really should be a priority, and operating without a charter is not how we ought to be operating. So I'll be happy to volunteer to work with the others to try to move this forward.
Okay, thank you very much, Keith. That's very helpful. And I note that indeed, I believe joining you will be Bart, and we'll have Jordan Carter. Keith Davidson has stepped back and gone into observer status now. So Jordan is effectively taking his place on this and has volunteered to be pushing on this. Are there any others who would like to be directly involved with the drafting or polishing up of what we have so far and scoping it a little better? I note that there are two points, really. First, there is the scope itself, and secondly, there is the structure of the working group. So on the scope, And this is, I'm taking my hat a facilitator off, and just as my own personal view, I also agree that the scope can definitely be evolving around the advice to ICANN on internet governance issues, and to keep this in a rather open way, and I don't know how to put this on paper or to draft this on paper, but certainly to say, well, there are going to be a lot of matters involving internet governance in the next 15, 20 months or so, who knows, even more than that. And so this standing cross-community working group with the current number of members will be able to provide some input to ICANN from the ICANN community. And of course there, I guess, we'll probably have to define or be clearer as to what the input to ICANN is, whether it's input to the ICANN board or input to the ICANN SOs and AC or input to staff. And I think we need to focus on knowing exactly who this working group is going to talk to. And then also, finally, the actual scope being what is internet governance? Are we talking about absolutely everything under the sun, or is this going to be dealing specifically with ICANN-related issues? And I hope that this could also be included in the charter. Beyond that, giving a lifetime to the working group, I'm not really sure whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. We could say that it is a working group that will last a year, and that, and after a year there could be a review of the activities of the working group, and if the work of the working group was deemed to be unsatisfactory, then it could, the plug could be pulled out. Or any other amount of time, you know, periodic reviews of the group, etc., this sort of thing. I'm not really sure what else needs to be added to this. Marilia Maciel, you have put your hand up.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Marilia speaking. I think that in terms of things that would be useful for the working group to do at this moment, considering that we are in the middle of the WCIS review process, there are a lot of information and events that are going to take place. So I think that something new that the working group would do for the community is to try to compile and share valuable resource documents that are related to the WCIS review, and to keep the community informed about the agenda of upcoming meetings, what are the opportunities to participate. And after this basic information sharing and agenda sharing, maybe as appropriate, on a case-by-case basis, the working group would consult the community if it would be useful or not for ICANN community to get involved, and if everybody deemed appropriate to help community to make contributions to these processes when there are opportunities for contribution open. So I was wondering if it would not be useful for us to create a sort of a space, I don't know exactly where, maybe on Confluence, where we could store and share this information regarding inputs and agenda in a more organized way. And regarding your question, I think that our main target should be the community as a whole, because it's very hard to keep track of things that are going to happen in the next year, and the working group should help the community to do it. And if we have a deadline, I would suggest that our deadline should be with this plus 10 review on 2015. Of course, there are issues emerging always, so we can extend the working group after that, but I see 2015 at the end of one of the cycles that we are going to have in terms of discussion. So maybe it's one horizon that we should work with in terms of time frame.
Thank you very much, Marilia. I believe you said 2015. Yes, 2015, not 2050. My line dropped at the time, and I thought 2050, getting a bit worried about that one. Yeah, 2015, okay, thank you. It's certainly the main target, the community as a whole, sounds like an interesting point. I'm not quite sure how this can be drafted in a charter or included in a charter. We'd have to think of this. With regards to the coordinating role, which I think is what you're mentioning here, without going into any further details, the coordination of information, that could be definitely one of the things that this working group does. Certainly the sharing of information and in those matters, the very fact that this is a cross-community working group means that there are no silos, that there should be no silos on this. Yongam Lee, you're next in the queue. You have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. I very much agree with what Marilia has just said. It's not just the WISIS process, but there are many other fora where this internet governance issue is being discussed. One of them is the DG work group. It's called Global Internet Governance. No. It's the one that was formed by Chatham House and CIGI. Not just that, but there are many other activities that we might want to pay attention to, because now we need to kind of widen our focus, not just within ICANN, but to outside communities. And so I think what really has suggested is a very good idea. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Yongam Lee. So I've got here, I've written down, so the WSIS process, the Global Internet Governance Group, Chatham House and GG. The question I have for you all then is the scope of an ICANN cross-community working group. Is this bound by the scope of what ICANN does? In other words, ICANN deals with the Internet's identifiers and protocols. Should this working group be bound to just commenting on these aspects of Internet governance, or are we looking at something that is much wider than that? And is there freedom for this working group to draw something that looks at Internet governance rather than the ICANN-related aspects of Internet governance? Yongam Lee? You put your hand down. Open question. Any suggestions on this to everyone? David Farris, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. You raise a very good point, Olivia, that we should be focused on the role of ICANN specifically. That doesn't mean that we can't develop a calendar of the or a list of the different organizations that are involved in the Internet governance debate, and then we need to figure out what kind of guidance we should be giving to ICANN about what their role should be in those different fora. But, of course, I think we need to focus on the narrow mission of ICANN, but ICANN is participating in all of these different organizations, and we just need to provide some guidance to them on what their role should be in the Internet governance framework, including all of these different debates around Internet governance.
Thank you very much, David. That sounds good. So I've written it down, if I heard you correctly. So we focus on the role of ICANN basically the role of ICANN in all of the different Internet governance fora that are out there and what their input would be in these different debates. That sounds like something that flies quite well. Any other thoughts? Bart notes in the chat that there is a limit in scope of some of the potentially participating SOs and ACs, and of course we're well aware of that. Obviously, there is a question on this. Let me just throw open a question then on the table. So let's say there was a discussion about spam and the prevention of spam. There was a global discussion, and that would take place in a forum called XYZ Forum, which ICANN would be participating in. What would this, which ICANN would or might or might not be participating in, would this working group advise on ICANN whether ICANN should participate? Would it wait for ICANN to decide that it participates and then provide input to ICANN on its participation? How would it deal with this? And I'm asking because this, I think, is really part of the mission of how this working group's mission is going to be structured and how it interacts and how it works with ICANN. Yung-Un Lee.
Thank you, Olivier. I think that, as I said before, the internet governance world is changing, and although we have limited scope, as long as we don't prescribe anything but just try to give as much information as possible, that would be good. But with regard to telling ICANN to participate or not, I don't think that would be our role. Our role would be mostly to inform and then see what they do with that. While informing, implicitly suggest that it would be a good idea, but I don't think it is we would have the mandate to tell or ICANN to what to do. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Yung-Un. And next is Marilia Maciel.
Hi, Olivier. This is Marilia speaking, I guess. I tend to agree with what was said. I think that our main concern should be to keep community informed about the discussions and the opportunities for participation. And I think that naturally, when some topic gains sufficient traction, then we would identify that maybe a contribution from a community will be welcome. I just would like to remember that we have, for instance, many action lines in which is follow-up that are related with security, that are related with intellectual property rights and so on, that have been kept very much a part of what is being doing in ICANN. I mean, I don't see contributions there that even try to inform or advance the idea that things like DNSSEC or a mechanism for dispute resolution regarding domain names is something that is useful. So it's two communities that have been kept very much apart, and I think that it would be useful in terms of presenting contributions, at least to make this other community that is participating in the WISIS follow-up to be aware and understand what is being doing, what we are doing here in ICANN, and how what ICANN is doing could contribute to the research follow-up process. I think that many of the contributions that were made there did not analyze any intersection with the logic layer or with the DNS, and these different layers are interrelated, and we could facilitate the understanding of that.
Okay, thank you very much, Marilia. Let me just focus on one point you mentioned here, presenting contributions to these different fora. Do you mean presenting contributions on behalf of ICANN? Marilia?
I will speak. Hello, I will speak. That's easier. Well, not necessarily. I think that maybe if we tell the community that a consultation is taking place, if, as I said, something gains enough traction for us to present a contribution, I don't know if as ICANN or the community or a statement, we would do that. But if there is not enough traction, I think it's sufficient to inform the community and the constituencies and groups, if they are interested on the topic, they would organize themselves to participate, but the CCWG could be a router to collect and disseminate information of what is going on and what are the opportunities to influence and get involved.
Okay, thank you very much, Marilia. Next is Yongam Lee. Yongam, you might be
muted. Okay, thank
you.
Yes.
Okay, you're back.
Yes, I just unmuted myself. I would like to just reiterate what I said before, and I totally agree with Marilia. That would be a very important role that the community would need, and because we're from such a we have such various backgrounds, and we are involved in a variety of other activities. It would really be useful information, I think. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Yongam. Any other comments or thoughts on this? And Barth, I hope you're making notes to help on this. And I know Alexandra is probably taking notes as well on this, because this will be particularly important for those people who are putting the charter together.
Olivier, it's Marilyn. Can I get in with you?
Marilyn, you may indeed. You're number one in the queue. There is no one there, so please, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I'm going to apologize for being late, and then I'm going to announce I'm only here for 8 minutes, and then I'd like to make my statement. I think that actually I'm going to propose that we step back and take into account the comments that have been made so far, but also think carefully about what happened in Singapore. And what happened that led to the creation of the CCWG. The CCWG was created because the community had concerns about a top-down rather than a bottom-up approach. And I'm still digesting what I think happened in Singapore from the meeting that we held. I took notes on which board members and which staff members stayed with us throughout the meeting while we were encouraging a town hall approach, which was a very innovative approach compared to the usual supplement approach. Our document is out for public comment. I'm thinking that we ought to be continuing to brainstorm internally, but also think very carefully, and I can't remember if it was Yongam or one of the previous speakers talked about the continued evolution of the internet governance environment and ICANN's role in it. If we go back to this idea, and I think we agree with it, but let me just state it, there's the IANA transition with accountability, there's the continued globalization of ICANN with establishment of accountable mechanisms. Then there's the larger ecosystem of internet governance evolution and ICANN's role. And if we go back to that and think about what our role is in each, there's been discussion on this list about the first one being taken off in a more by a different group with collaboration between this CCWG and ours. Two and three would remain in this CCWG. I'm sorry I'm late, but I think we need more consideration of these issues and more engagement. And we're going into Net Mundial very soon. What I'd prefer we do between now and Net Mundial is prepare for Net Mundial in terms of making sure we're all going to be asking as individuals. There's a lot to digest. And very, very shortly, I think it's on the 12th, the document, principles document, and the roadmap will be published. I'd like to focus on what in the CCWG we should be thinking about to fully inform the individuals from the CCWG to interact learn, contribute as individuals, and then come back for a more detailed examination of what would the CCWG do in response to what is really a significant event.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. Very, very interesting points you make here. Are you saying that we shouldn't finish and agree on the charter before Net Mundial?
No. I wasn't saying that. I was just saying we also need to be preparing those parties who are going to be attending in Net Mundial. We did make a submission.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
We just need to factor in the fact we're going to have, I think it's the 12th. Mariella may checkpoint me on this, but I think it's the 12th. Around that time, there will be two documents, roughly 4 to 5 pages in length, and I think we ought to be able to take our documents and those documents and have a good preparatory discussion.
Yes, thank you, Marilyn. So what I was going to suggest then was actually the next part of our call, the AOB, and I note we only have 3 minutes left into our call, so it's probably a right time to transition to this, which was effectively what are we going to have on the call we have next week. There's still 1 week before this week and Net Mundial, so we'd probably have a call according to whatever doodle we have. And I was going to suggest then that we would have at least half of the call discussing the documents, the consolidated documents of Net Mundial for the members of this group that are going to Brazil and that are and those that are going to follow remotely and contribute remotely to have some ideas to what our responses are and what our own, I guess at this point, and still the case, our personal feelings are with regards to the input in there. So we all arrive in Brazil with already knowing a little bit what to expect from other members of our working group. And the second part of the agenda I was going to suggest would be on the charter, hopefully after some work will have been done in the next 5 to 6 days to present a consolidation of all of the work that's been done so far, plus the input that we've heard today regarding the focus of the charter itself. And I understand there's significant discussions taking place on the mailing list, so I'm not, I don't think we'll, you know, we've exhausted the discussions that we've had here. How does this sound to everyone? Young and Lee?
Olivier, I just have one quick question. It's Marilyn.
Marilyn, sorry, I've just given the floor to Youngham and then back to you afterwards.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Olivier. I actually had a brief look at the document on WikiLeaks, and it just seemed to be a very comprehensive, just a collaboration of most of the submissions with regard to, most of the parts that had a lot of support, and it seemed to have, I do agree with you that we should talk about that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Yanam. Back to you, Marilyn.
By whenever we have the call, I think the formal version, I'm on the OneNet steering group, but I've also been in touch with the business representatives on the HLM and the EMC to ask them what the status is of that. So my understanding is by the 12th, whatever document is from WikiLeaks is the understand is there may be improvements or edits to whatever document is now on WikiLeaks. So while that document seems to me to be a good background document, and as someone who's read most of the submissions, like many of us have, I think it is a good place to start and would be a good preparation then for whatever's published by, I think the deadline is the 12th as I understand it, the document published on the 12th is not published for public comment, but for preparation. Taking into account the width of this document and then thinking that we will have a more finalized version by the 12th seems to put us in a good preparation.
And then if I could, just one quick question, Olivier. We're continuing to add in information, including location, mobile phones and arrival dates for CCWG members, which I think is really a fantastic contribution, and I want to thank the IT staff for helping us on that.
Okay, thank you very much, Marilyn. Yeah, just before you joined, Marilia did mention that it looks as though the finalized version, the official version, will be coming out on the 10th. So that's tomorrow. In any case, if it's the 10th or the 12th, hopefully by the weekend there'll be finalized versions on those documents which will be presented. I suggest, therefore, another action item is for all members of the working group to read that document in advance of next week, so we'll be able to discuss it next week. So action item, members of the working group to read the finalized Net Mundial document in advance of next week's call. And then there was a suggestion from Keith Drazik also on the chat, who mentioned that maybe there should be a conference call of the charter drafting team later this week. So far, as listed on the Adobe Connect, the charter drafting team is Jordan, Keith, and that's Keith Drazik, Kieran, Bart, Greg, Marilyn, Marilia, Leon, and Hago. So I suggest as an action item that there would be a follow-up email immediately after this call with a doodle to those members for them to see if there is any possibility of another call of this charter drafting team later this week. If not, then please work on emails. You've got emails and you've got these online drafting, common drafting pages. Oh, what the heck with it? Let's call it, you know, Google Doc. That's what it is. You've got the wiki that you can work on, and they might not need to have an actual call for the charter drafting team. And I think we're all traveling. It's going to be a pretty crazy time for all of us. It's 4 minutes past the end of the hour. Could I ask, is it Petia who's taking the notes?
Myself and Alex, so.
Okay, because I note that in the notes on the Adobe Connect, you've put some action items and you've listed a few things. You didn't have the action item on the follow-up doodle. I'm not sure whether that's taken into account.
It's actually Alex that is adding it, so it should be on.
Okay. All right, excellent. Any other business, any other questions, any other suggestions before we end this call? I don't see anyone putting their hands up. I thank all of you for joining this. We are making very small steps forward, but I think this is all coming together at the moment. I look forward to seeing some movement on the charter. It definitely was something that got both Rafiq, Damak, and I very concerned, as I know that some members of the community were saying, what the heck is that group doing? It doesn't even have a charter. The moment we managed to clean this up and get ourselves to work within our limits and bounds and that we know where we're going, I think that will really strengthen the worth of this group. What I do like is the fact that we have now had some weekly calls for a while, and we're getting to know each other. We've met, many of us have met face-to-face, and I like the dynamics of the group seem to be starting to come together, and certainly there is a need for ICANN, as in ICANN, the board, and ICANN staff, to have a common voice from the community with regards to these internet governance matters, because at the moment there is a bit of a cacophony out there, and as several people have mentioned, a lot of it comes top down, and that certainly makes me nervous, and it makes a lot of other people nervous as well. Thanks to all of you for being on this call, and the call is now adjourned. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.